And then you can also go to the Assumptions tab. If you go up, we've looked at enough of these, we kind of understand the spreadsheet now. If you go to the Assumptions tab, it has the drive goals, which get worked through another sheet into income. But so basically, the question is, I would like to hear from you, Grigsby, as GM. Why do you think we're going to be able to make more listener support this year than we did last year?
Okay, we're able to build on the actual experience of my 5 months. We've had two drives. We had a mini drive in August of 4 days. It was the first time in 2 years we were able to do over $20,000 a day in average over $20,000 a day for a drive. And then we had a 16-day drive in October where we got over $350,000, and the shortfall was strictly our national programming shortfalls, principally Democracy Now!, where we're counter-programmed with a station that's at 88.9 and we're at 89.3 in the same market, and they have NPR on before and after. And we had a Gary Knowles show that did $700 a day, where in the past it's done $7,000 a day. So that was the difference in the goals. But so we did our projections very conservatively based on the real experience of our most recent drives under this new regime. And toward that end, we weren't even projecting that daily total, which is why when we looked at the revenue stream we needed, we weren't going strictly from on-air fundraising, but we did 5 days additional as opposed to what might have been just two if we were counting on even doing the $20,000 a day. So that's how that goes. So that's where the disparity, based on the previous year stuff. We had declining on-air fundraising drives as opposed to what we've experienced in the two drives since I've been here. And we could go into the reasons for that, but that's our actual experience.
Okay, so you're saying the October drive was 16 days, and you got 350,000 plus.
That's right.
So, well, let me ask you, if you don't get the goal you need, are your drives typically 16 days?
Actually, a couple drives before I got here went longer because they added extra days, but they didn't reach the same totals that we got in the shorter drive.
Okay, well, let me ask you, if need be, would you lengthen your drives in order to make these goals?
Sure. We've also, it's important to point out that we've had experience in this time with things like single afternoon thematic specials as fundraisers. So we have that flexibility and that capability.
Okay. All right, well, that's helpful to understand.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Let's go back to the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue on the income part of the budget, which is going to be rows 4 through 18, the revenue.
Right.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of these smaller lines in rows 6 through, well, let's say 6 through 9 or 6 through 10, which are substantially higher than the ones were in fiscal 09. For example, major donor calls for $44,000 versus zero. I wonder about that zero in the previous year. $84,000 versus something small.
If in print, you see $5,000 and above. That's actual, the zero by our reckoning. And we based this on the experience and pledges. We got a $10,000 single gift in this last drive in October.
Oh, good.
And we're talking about others. There's a major peer-to-peer capital campaign being planned with people like that $10,000 donor reaching
so
out to others of his ilk.
Do you have new initiative plan to bring in more money in that area? That
yes, we do.
Hadn't been
followed.
We do. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay, and what about, do you understand the disparity in the website income?
Yeah, we're building a new website from scratch on a new server.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if actually the FY09 number must be wrong. Sometimes the previous year's numbers are wrong. Okay. All right, well that, and then community events, if you add up rows 11, 12, and 13, you get a number that's similar to fiscal 09. Row
mm-hmm.
11. A lot of these times, the way the money has been from year to year is not consistent.
What's the
so
number?
That's an issue.
Well,
Alberto asked a quick question. Let me just answer.
I'm sorry,
Alberto.
Okay.
We have three lines here: community events, craft fair, other events, and car donation proceeds. And the first line for the budget has $10,000. The second line has $19,000, and the third line has $7,000. In fiscal 09, they have. On the first line, community events, they have $40,000 and nothing in the other line. It makes me wonder whether the money got binned differently in FY09. So I guess I'm not really that worried about
it. I have to drill down into that. The most recent community event we had was a duck race, which lost $18,000.
We know about that one.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm not that worried.
I have a question,
number.
Sir.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
About income?
Yes.
Okay, go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, just very quickly, Grigsby, in that arts and crafts line item,
mm-hmm.
which is, in my understanding, something that WPFW doesn't do,
mm-hmm.
What does that mean, and is it logged accordingly to the line item craft sales?
Yeah, what we did on that, we don't have a craft sale per se. What we do have is what we call a vinyl sale, where we are able to sell records, and it's tremendously successful. We have people who line up at the door when it starts. And so we just decided that those were non-ticketed events.
Yeah.
That's how we reckon that.
So how much is your line item for selling old vinyl?
Well, we just did one on the 28th of November, and we made nearly $4,000 in a day.
What was the average cost per vinyl? $5, $6, $10, maybe?
No, they're sold at $5 a piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was just wondering how you had come up with a craft sales to fit your particular situation in Washington, and it became a vinyl sale.
We were at pains to figure out, you know, how to get the sales differentiated because we don't have the wherewithal to do a craft sale, but we do that.
Vinyls, okay, thank you.
Vinyl, by mm-hmm. vinyl you mean LPs?
LPs, records, yes.
Yeah, there's a station around here, WFMU, it's a music station. They make, actually, that's one of their big fundraising events for the year is their record sale.
Yeah.
They're kind of known for obscure, but you as a music station should.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We're famous for that as well. Yeah.
Good job, Gracie. Good job.
Moving down the income lines.
Sure.
The next big item is the CPB grant, which is you guys, unlike the other stations, are going to get more. So that's 282 as opposed to 238 in FY09.
What line are we talking about?
This is row 16.
16.
Okay.
CPB.
On the budget tab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then finally, row 17 is grants restricted, which I see has been lowered quite a bit from the last time we looked at this. It's $19,000 now. as opposed to 71. Can you tell us what that is? Oh, there's a little note here.
We're earmarking money for the backup antenna, which is an emergency need.
Okay. And does this money get spent here?
It should be reflected there.
Under capital?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, it is. I see it. I think
I have a question, sir.
Okay, go ahead,
yeah.
Al. Baritone.
Have you found a tower, a pole to stick that new Yago you're going to get?
We have. The negotiations are pretty strenuous, and there's just so many variables. But, yes, we've found two possible alternatives. I won't take you through all the details.
Right. So what is your time frame before they do the main tower, whatever they're going to do to it? How many months?
It's no more than 2 months.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay,
really.
Thank you, Alberto. So let me ask, is there anybody else on the committee that has questions about the revenue income line item?
The only question I would ask is whether this budget reflects that major donation that everybody is talking about in terms of a profit. The million dollars.
No.
Good.
That would be a restricted account anyway.
That's restricted, yeah.
And unless it's going to be spent this year, it probably shouldn't be in the budget whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Lizette. So are there any other questions about the income line items here? Okay, well then let's move down to the rest of it then.
This is LaVarne.
Yes, go ahead, LaVarne.
I just would like to point out that Christy and his staff added an additional 5 days for fundraising, and based on the overall advice or suggestion in terms of the budget. So this is my viewpoint, is that this could be an exposure, because I was told that other fundraisers, other stations in the D.C. area, have a limited number of fundraising days. So in terms of immediate cash, I think that Grigsby is very generous in considering this. But in terms of, the overall reputation or overall strategy among the other stations, that this could be a negative. So just want to point that out. And that also, I think that Grigsby... Also, there might be an opportunity with the antenna, and I know Grigsby doesn't want to go into any more discussions on that since it's a negotiation, but maybe we can discuss it on the closed call.
Sure.
Okay. Question, Mr. Chair, Susan?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, first, let me just say, LaVarne, you're 100% right. Extending fund drive days is a treacherous thing, so we need to be very alert to that. Grigsby, how many fund drive days did you have in
2008, 2009?
2000,
I'm not certain.
Or in all of this last calendar year, whatever is easier for you to kind of sum up and recall.
We had, over the several drives, we had more than we're budgeting for now. But, of course, that was about a declining pattern for the revenue stream, and they were adding extra days, but with little success. And I think we've reversed that one. But we're being attentive to staff burnout. We've got an extremely small staff, and also listener burnout, and I think we were able to address that successfully in the two drives we've done since I've been here.
That's great. That's a problem with KPFT as well. Okay, thanks.
Can I add Grigsby?
Yes.
This is Bertold.
Yes, go ahead, Bertold.
Yes.
From my understanding, right, last year you had about 18 days in October.
Right.
18 days in February. 13
right.
days in May and 7 days in August for a total of 61 days. Now we are thinking of adding 5 days in March. She wants to do it all at once.
Right.
With an average of 15,000 a month, a day, which is kind of
right.
low-balling, but, you know, that's because you're thinking of system of fatigue. So that's
right.
kind of conservative. Now you would have 66 days instead of 61 last year.
Right.
Okay, thank you for that.
Good job.
Thank you.
Jamie?
Yes, go ahead, Sherry.
I had to run out of the room for a minute, so I'm back. The budget says they're going to make, I think, 84,000 off of the web income?
Yes, it does.
But last year they didn't make anything off of it, so that doesn't seem
which,
very realistic.
Which line are we? I'm sorry.
This is row 8 in the budget website income.
Right.
It just doesn't seem like a realistic figure, especially if what he's going to do is excuse me, rebuild the website. I'm not comfortable with that figure.
Okay.
And the other, so it has to be adjusted, I think, dramatically downward. And
I respect that.
And I'm wondering about the 4,400 major donors with no income last year. Well, could you explain that particular thing?
It's based on preparing a major donor campaign that's based on peer-to-peer appeals, and the fact that we already this October had a single $10,000 gift, and we've got many more prospects, and we're many are just looking at our greatest needs and how to structure the appeals. I mean, these, I'm confident, are in a pipeline.
Can I add something to that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, let Sherry finish, and then...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then
so,
we'll
so I'm going to request, number one, that the website income be, you know, reduced.
Okay.
And
well, let him explain what the website income is.
Last year they didn't have any, Alberto.
We also had negligible foundation grant money. I mean, outside of the CPB, and we've already received $25,000, which is just seed money toward. Something that I expect will generate quite a lot. We were the only recipient of outside of California of a grant from UCLA Medical School for an on-air program to address obesity in our community, which is at epidemic proportions. And we have preliminary commitments from a number of funders like Kaiser Permanente and others to help us with the marketing of that. And we've gotten tremendous enthusiasm for additional funding of just that one initiative alone, and that represents about, you know, 10 minutes of on-air commitment every weekday and for the spring. So that's another thing that, you know, we didn't have a line for last year, and that already, I mean, we just got the notice today that contract was completed and approved by the CDC. So,
So when do you expect that the website is going to be done? Because our
the website will be done by the first of the year.
It's the experience, at least of the station that I'm familiar with, that it takes a very long time to migrate listeners to pledging online, as opposed to the, you know, on air pitches with people telephoning in. It's taken KPFA a while, even though now we're doing much better, but several years to accomplish that as well.
Well, what I'm basing that projection on is the kind of feedback we're getting. We get calls from people who are listening to us online right now from all over the world. I will defer to your experience in regard to how the length of time it takes to get that. But we get daily feedback from people who engage us over the web. We've got a world-class brand within a music that, you know, has a very great appeal.
Yeah,
there's a significant difference. We've got significant market share relative to others in the network within that, too.
I'm actually very aware of your reputation as a venue for very cutting-edge jazz and music, so that's a great for this station. I'm also curious why all the stations seem to show 84,000 in income as website income when I thought website income is based on a percentage of listener support. But you can't answer that, Grigsby, but it's a curiosity for me, Jamie.
Okay. Well, perhaps that number is too high.
I won't argue the point.
While you were talking, though, I have to say I looked up at the income statement for the end of the year. And for major donor, it doesn't say zero for 2009. It says 22,000. So I don't know. I don't know how that got in there then. I wonder about the actuals. But you raise a good point, Sherry.
I'll research that.
I did hear Luzette.
I was going to ask Grigsby. He said that he was going to defer to Sherry's experience. That implies that he's going to reduce that. That line items by what you're going to reduce it, and on what basis?
Meaning I'll revisit that with that cautionary note in mind, and see where we can get that revenue stream
right
in a realistic manner.
Right. The other thing is, did I not hear that we're going to have regular reports?
Our you're talking about our meeting?
Generally, yes.
Yeah, we did.
Right. So if we have
you'll be able to take a look at that and see
if we have a dramatic change at the station, which I have confidence in anyway, some of the events that I've visited, I saw listeners that we never even knew about, and some of them could be major donors. I would suggest that it stays as it is and we revisit it. If it doesn't happen, then we change it. But I don't think we should change it now.
The major donor?
No, I don't think so.
No.
We're talking about the website.
There's two
items. The website. No, I understand your point with the major donor. Okay, so what I want to do is notate these and hopefully, you know, we'll get the best answer.
Okay.
After everybody says their piece. So on and so forth. But you were referring to the major donor line, was that right?
I was, yes.
Okay, just to be clear. Okay. Yeah, I believe the major donor line is probably more solid than the website line. Okay, well, are there any other questions about the income? All right, well, then why don't we move on down through the rest of the budget? Let's go here. Well, the next rows, 20 through 26, are kind of the summary of the expenses, so we'll walk through actually the details. We won't look at the summaries. And total expenses are $1.69 million. Then there's central services of about $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to a surplus before cash and capital of $66,000. And then in caps and capital, you have $15,000 for the antenna, then $27,000 or $28,000 to pay back National Office for various debts, namely the Heath. Part of it's the Heath, but there's something else that you're paying back, too. You're paying back more than the Heath with this $27,000. Because the big station, the Heath payment was about $27,000. So I would think your Heath payment would be, I don't know, there must be something else.
I'm not sure. That's in a bill back. Yeah.
There might be, because I believe it's the case that WPFW now is in arrears to the National Office, and it would be good to have a payment plan. However, the main goal for right now is to have WPFW be stable and be able to pay current central services.
Right.
And then we'll worry about a payback plan. You know, last year, KPFK did not pay central services. fiscal 08. In fiscal 09, they got back on the beam and paid, I believe, most or all of their essential services. And they're hopeful. Their hope is in fiscal 10 to actually pay back some of the money that not only pay the current essential services, but pay back the money they owed. So anyway, if there is payback of back bills, that's probably an area that can be removed if we need
right.
to find more money, because it's probably not. The main goal is to pay current essential services for stations that
right.
are sort of in a weak spot. Okay, and anyway, so total cash and capital is $43,000, and there's a surplus of $23,000, which is not very much. So that's something that the committee likes to keep track of.
You know,
if you have a big surplus, then we're less worried about things. But with a small surplus, we're more worried. So that's that part. Just to keep the committee up to speed. So now,
okay.
why don't we take a look at the expenses? There's something funny about the 09 actuals. I don't think that they're correct. Going down to rows 45.
First, Elvin and I looked at them, and we think that we need to get the actuals again and put those in, because I think there's a problem with them too.
Okay. Yeah, they don't seem right. But why don't we just walk through the budget as it stands, not worry about comparing it to the actuals, so the committee can get our heads wrapped around it. So total salary related is proposed is $817,000. And can you tell us, we don't really want to get into this detail very much on an open stream, but I think we can ask,
sure.
do you plan to add payroll or add paid staff or subtract, make changes in paid staff, or is it basically going to be constant?
No, the configuration within that figure needs to change. But we've held the line at the commitment in salaries that we had June 1st, which is before I came on. But,
so basically,
you know, when I came,
staffing is going to be about the same?
I have a question.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. But some of their responsibilities may change or something.
The responsibilities have to change. What I faced when I got here was an unconscionable and, you know, unsustainable lack of technical expertise in operations that should make this than any station.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. Alberto, you had a question?
Yes, sir. Very quickly.
Yes.
Grigsby.
Yes.
How many full-time employees does that budget represent? And how many part-time employees does that budget represent?
Okay. We have 8 full-time employees.
And
we have 3 part-time employees. And that includes people who work 3 hours a day.
Right. I want to point
out.
People
work a lot farther than that, but
sure,
that's what we have.
I just want to point out for your information, KPFD has 7 full-time employees, 7 part-time employees, and some of our part-time employees work 10 hours a week. So we are right there. I just wanted to know how much.
Okay.
I just wanted to know how your full-time employees and your part-time employees were mapping
that's
out.
Right.
And we do
that's
very well at KPFD, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. That's
you
it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Yeah, Alberto, the payroll tab, which we really shouldn't discuss on an open call, but it does give that total FTEs is 11.38. So that's PFW. It's one of the stations that gets by on less paid labor.
Hey, radio station.
Okay.
That's good.
Yes.
So that's salary related. It's hard to compare without the better actuals, but it seems like it should be pretty much the same. Are you experiencing an increase in health benefits costs?
Yes.
Do you know what size? Is it like 15-20% increase? Along that line?
No, I don't. It's on that order, but I don't have the exact figures there.
Gotcha.
That's
one area where the station is.
We got a, you know, I mean, we built in some breaks. There are a couple of us, including me, for the last 6 months, who've not taken any benefits. But anyway, that's, you know, we do whatever it takes to get by. But, yeah, everything there is going up.
Here, here.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah. Then why don't we go down into the administrative part? We might have to curtail this the rest of this discussion until we get the actuals to compare.
Sure.
But administrative expenses, so you've added, there's a legal line, which people will be happy to see that that's being budgeted.
Good.
And so you guys pay $16,000 a month for rent, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
That's the new figure.
That's the new figure. Is that an increase over previous years?
That's a 2% increase.
Okay.
We had no choice.
Of course.
That's its own compelling backstory. But yeah, and this is the last lease we're going to be able to have, because this building will be raised right after that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Point of information.
Yeah, go ahead. Who's that?
Isn't the reason why we had no choice, was the reason because we didn't have the information when we should have had it?
Among other things. But, yeah. Yes, but
okay, and
it's a sidebar.
Right. So then, I don't know, maybe we should curtail the rest of this discussion until we have the actuals for the current year. It's hard. It's sort of hard to, the numbers are kind of meaningless. Well, they're not meaningless, but to the outsider, it's hard to assess them by themselves.
Right.
So, LaVarne, are you there?
I don't hear her.
LaVarne.
I hear her. LaVarne,
yeah.
So you guys think that the actuals need to be
we've gone through this. Yeah, we will go and get the have them sent to us again, and then compare that and put them in. We need to, yeah.
Well, then why don't we put this off? I would recommend that we would table this, or we would postpone this till our next meeting. Unless other people have other questions for Grigsby with regard to the budget now.
Mr. Chair, this is Susan.
Go ahead, Susan.
I would just like to pose a concept.
Okay.
You know, and thank you very much for everybody's hard work. A lot of thoughts going into it. That's very, very helpful. And WPFW is in a turnaround situation that's not dissimilar to WBAI, with a lot of, you know, break in terms of what expectations were last year, year before, so forth. We're in on the revenue side, we're looking at a $500,000 budgeted increase. I would suggest that, and on the expenses, we're looking at essentially holding constant, whereas there was a bit of a loss last year. I would suggest that we consider contingency measures that are similar to what we did for WBAI, so that there are some ideas going into this year. We're already through the first quarter, but into this year, about what needs to be measured and possible contingencies to put in place promptly.
Okay,
that might
thank
be
you. That's a good idea.
I have a question,
sir.
Yes, go ahead, Alberto.
Susan, do you think that the income side, and again, I'm thinking about logistics and moving forward. And do you think that the income side, as it is presented, is a little off kinder? And by how much? Because I'm just wondering.
Actually, I don't know. I don't have an independent judgment. I mean, there have been some points brought up here. Grigsby is going to go back and look at it. When I see something that is 33% higher,
in reference to what?
The total revenues actual in 2009 are $1.5 million.
Okay.
The total revenues proposed to be budgeted for 10 are $2 million. That's a $500,000 increase.
Okay.
On a 1.5, that's a 33% increase.
Yes.
And we don't have the 08 budget to compare to, but we also have a very, very major change in national circumstances that are affecting us all, the Obama administration and, you know, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. So I just like when there is a, you know, a major departure.
Sure.
That we pair it with contingency, upfront contingency planning.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to make a point.
Okay, go ahead, Al.
Yeah, in the discussion. You know, because my idea was, if there's a, I think we need to give, well, we don't have to do nothing right now, but we need, that's the way I speak, we need to give the CFO a number for her continuing her process of developing the budgets for the national office and for the archives. And my question directed at Susan was basically on the income side and on the listener support, was that too big a difference to at least by the time we close our phone call conversation, by the time we finish our by the time we finish our phone call tonight, if we could nod on the income side, or if we needed to wait until the 5th of January to nod on the income side so that we could give the CFO a number of listener support so that they can continue working on the national office budget and the archive budget. That's my concern. That's my thought.
Well,
that's it.
In response to that, I believe those budgets, well, that's a good question. I think those budgets will have surpluses built in with this listener support level. So even if it's not reached, it could be, you know, not the
well,
end of the world. On the other hand, you know, PFW is in a similar situation to BAI. In a way, it's hard for us to predict exactly
the turnaround.
What's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, I would... You asked me my suggestion. I suggest that on the basis of the conversation here, Grigsby come back with what is his best estimate of these things, that we frame it with a contingency plan, just as we did with WBAI. Maybe we list similar things, and that the national office amount be based on the listener support number that we adopt, but the national office, I think, is also going to have to do contingency planning because we've got at least two stations that are very hard to predict.
Can Mr. Chairman, can I ask Susan a quick question?
Mm-hmm.
Susan, you're again, the number that I'm looking for is from WPFW's listener support.
Oh, yeah, is that the...
You're wondering, can we believe, should we send that to national and take
yes,
this
yes,
one, or
yes.
Do
what do we do with a national, with a listener support number from WPFW, given all of the concerns that we have at the moment?
Well, you know, I don't want to be an old Grinch and
suggest
something arbitrary.
Sure.
You know, it might be a split the difference.
Well, then you'd have to see what, if I could just jump in here. One thing
sure,
that happened
please,
last
sir.
Year in the budgeting process that was weird was they budgeted listener support going out of BAI, but that in the budget it didn't show it coming into the national office. Hopefully this year we can have the same number budgeted coming out of PFW that goes into the national office.
And that's my concern.
So if we're gonna lower it, we're gonna have to change the listener support number here. The
exactly.
The other option is to leave the number as is, but note that it's may not be reached. That's another option.
That is the option that I recommended. Actually, is to go with whatever the number is that Grigsby feels is most defensible as a goal. Go with that number that we adopt, that we recommend to the national board. A contingency plan for what are the things that we would do if that and other numbers are not met, to the negative, that is, that we base the central office's payments on that listener support number, and we have to put the same flag into the central office that those payments are also have the same level of risk and that they need to be closely monitored.
Yeah, I would like to go. I would prefer that plan myself. But anyway, Alberto, you were going to say something.
Yes, I was going to ask one quick question. I agree. I agree with Susan's comments and our concerns. Just because, you know, I still remember, and I hate to bring it back. We adopted the National Office budget last year with a $450,000 brackets on it. But going back to WPFW. We are now, it's been October, November, and we're now in December. Has there been any central services payments coming out of WPFW to the national office?
Well, that is a good question, and the answer is no, but I'm not sure.
No, that's correct.
The answer is no.
That's right. We're not.
Can I ask a follow-up?
But,
go ahead.
Do you
want to say anything more about that, Grigsby?
Well, building on the circumstance of having $18,000 in the bank when I got here total, we've come to a point where we could withstand not receiving our CPP money as promised in October till now without absolute panic and endured a lot of the emergencies and the rent increase and that sort of thing. So it's in mind, but we're looking to be able to be current soon. I mean, at least pay currently and catch up. I expect, honestly, that we should be able to be caught up within this fiscal year. That's my optimistic scenario, but it's not how we're budgeting it. We're budgeting very conservatively, but we, you know, with everyone else, we've been waiting for CPB money and a host of other things. We had the seed money grant was awarded for the beginning of the fiscal year. We got the confirmation letter today. It's that kind of thing. So,
well, yeah,
the short form is that we haven't been able to catch.
Can I ask the last part of the question?
Why don't you ask your question, then I'll ask.
The last part of the question is, Mr. Grigsby, how much money is in your bank account as of today? A ballpark figure. It doesn't have to be exact numbers.
I always have exact numbers for every day.
My kind of guy. How much money you got in the bank?
$96,171.
And that will carry you basically through about 3 weeks' worth of operations.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's it.
And my question for you, Grigsby, since you brought up the CP Bunny, has it showed up? Have you gotten it? I know it's gotten to National. Has it gotten to you?
It came in today, and actually, some central services money is the part of the central services that is our benefits has been taken out.
Kind of a bill back.
That's two bill backs. Those are bill backs.
Yeah.
Okay, and does the CPB money, that's not in, is that in that bank account balance or not?
No, that's not in that bank account balance.
Okay,
how much was it?
So we can make it till our fund drive begins February 1st.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's good.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's it on my behalf.
Thank you, Alberto. Those are good questions. So, folks, why don't we let Grigsby go unless anybody else has any further questions before we... I have some notes here. I'll pass them along, Grigsby, and I'll pass them back.
Okay. Thank you all.
And Jamie,
I appreciate it.
LaVarne? Sherry?
Yeah, after looking at the budget, I'm going to pass any additional questions on to you. I don't think Grigsby should be bombarded by every member of the committee, and I think it's easier to funnel it through you.
Okay, that would be fine. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Sherry. And
thank you.
I heard LaVarne.
Yes. First, I want to thank
thank Greek Street for his time. This is very generous to meet with the Finance Committee. And that in the next round, you know, unless Greek Street has an urgent need to be here, you know, I kind of agree with Sherry. We don't need Greek Street to come back for the second degree again. I mean, it was okay to do me like that because I'm on the committee, but I think that we should thank Greg Spee for his kind use of his time to help us understand the budget, and that anything that questions and stuff, we can address it with Robert, and with any questions or additions that Greg Spee would like to show, we can address that with Robert and with Virchow. And the other thing is when we're talking about the budget itself, you know, the plan is to show both risk and opportunities to all of the budgets. And we kind of talked about that earlier when we talked about increasing the number of drive days. So I think that if there's a particular item where there's a big risk, then we can show this, as Susan described it, as a contingency plan. But I think for every budget, you should show your risk, your opportunities, and perhaps even the degree of risk on each one of the budgets. And then we can determine, you know, what type of plan we need to put in place to alleviate that risk and to make it go away.
Okay, thank you, LaVarn.
Just follow up on her recommendation.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just very quickly. I think what I would suggest, because you know, that's something that we don't have comprehensively available ready to do, is to particularly look at the big numbers, those things that really have to deliver on, and see how they're doing rather than focusing attention on the risks and rewards with the smaller items. At least as a priority.
Mr. Chairman?
Exactly. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry,
Chairman. LaVarn, why don't you go first, and then Alberto.
Oh, I was just trying to understand what Susan was saying, that, you know, my desire or goal is to have a list of risks with the amount and maybe the degree of risk for this budget, a list of opportunities, the amount and the degree that we think that opportunity will come in. And then where that seriously, as you said, where that major line item impact the budget, then you can address or include a plan to reduce that risk and to balance the budget. But basically, if you list to each budget your risk to the plan, your opportunities to the plan, and then where there is a risk that will have a major impact on the bottom line, then you outline a plan to make that risk go away or to increase your opportunities to the plan. So that's just a different way of looking at it that kind of address the flow and the narrative on the budget.
And that's just absolutely great. That's sort of what we've tried to inch ourselves towards this year. I think that's wonderful, LaVarn.
Okay, unless I heard Alberto.
Oh, I was just going to make a comment that I glossed over. My eyes kind of just glazed because I lost the trend of thought, but
that's okay.
I was having a senior moment. I was having a senior moment, Mr. Chairman.
That's okay. We're all that's kind of okay, so is there somebody else that I hear? No. Okay, so we finished with the PFW budget for now, so I believe that exhausts our agenda for this evening.
Before we leave on the WPFW, can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Is that it? No, no action taken. We defer until January the 5th.
Yeah, we don't actually have a completely adequate document. We need to have...
We leave instructions to the CFO to use listener support numbers for the budget set,
yeah.
Or...
Yeah, if there's no objection, let's say the NFC recommends that National Office use the listener support numbers in the draft PFW budget to complete the National Office and consolidated budget.
Is that acceptable to everyone?
Oh, that sounds like a motion to me.
Let's move on.
I think they're going to do it anyway.
Sure.
So we don't have to make a motion.
Is there any,
Mr. Chairman, is there any action that might be needed on Susan's comment about contingency plans and all of that? Or are
we'll
we just
work
nodding
that
on
the next
it?
Time. We'll look at that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
What I have is the NFC recommends that the national office use, and then I current numbers.
The current listener, the listener support numbers in the current PFW draft to complete the national office PRA and consolidated budget. But I don't know if we really need that.
Well,
it helps.
Well, it's a motion or not. So what I have is the NFC recommends that the national office use the current listener support numbers in the WPFW draft budget to complete the national office PRA and consolidated budget.
And I think the motion. Well, the item goes to the national staff, not to the PMB, because we're working.
Right. So there's no objection to that.
Nah.
Okay, so we all agree on that. So, folks, why don't we now? Are there any closed session items that people would like to discuss here?
No.
I mean, not here, but this evening.
No.
I would just soon.
I would suggest not this evening, but I hope we would have time at some point to get an update regarding cost savings measures at KPFA in executive session. Not tonight, Alberto. Stop huffing and puffing.
Okay, that's reasonable.
And and also perhaps we got information in the evening during our last NFC call, and it's about aging payables for DN, FSRN, and legal payments, and I think it would be useful if we had a conversation about those.
Okay, so we'll get into those in our next call or some future.
Sounds good.
January 5th.
So I'm gonna move that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to adjourning this call?
To
Alberto wants to continue.
No, to January 5th, sir.
We're gonna go to January 5th as our next meeting. So have a nice time off.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, great. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas!